Hey guys, this is Damian Purvis from Running With History, and you're listening to Ringside Rant, hosted by my close personal friend, RJ Krasinski. RJ Krasinski?
Krasinski.
Okay, RJ Krasinski. Why is there an S and a Z next to it? RJ Krasinski.
Krasinski.
Oh, the hell with it. We'll do it live. I said we'll do it live.
Hey, this is Darren from the band These Wolves, and you're listening to the Ringside Rant with RJ.
This is Pauly B from Saved by the Pod, and you're listening to another episode of Ringside Rant with your host, RJ.
This is Outlandish Zicky Dice, and you're listening to Ringside Rant.
Rattle, rattle. Here comes the snake, rattle, and roll. I have the honor of sitting down with Outlandish Zicky Dice today. Welcome to Ranters Nation. And here at the Ringside Rant, welcome to you, sir.
Gino, mark this day down, this moment down in history, because Ringside Rant officially got Outlandish. So here we are. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, definitely. First time I saw you on make your debut there on the NWA, I'm like, man, there's something about that guy. I don't know what it is, but I like it.
was that your first introduction to Zicky Dice?
That was my first. I'll be honest. I saw a little bit. I ended up going back with your stuff out west with Marvez's promotion out there.
Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. Yes.
Yeah, there you go. I'm like, something Hollywood. That's all I remember. Yeah, I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah.
I had a total brain fart for a second there. But yeah, I'm like, man, there's just something. Maybe it's the blonde hair that I used to have. that you're so gracious. You have a nice head full of hair there, too.
I've been growing it for a minute. I got the curls bouncing on my neck. It's finally starting to get to the length that I want, you know, because length gives you strength, if you didn't know that. So, yeah, my hair's drier than shit. That's for sure. You strike a match near my hair, my whole head might catch a blaze. So let's avoid that. Curls are bouncing today. I'm currently driving down to Los Angeles. I got a 6-hour drive ahead of me. I've got tickets tonight. I scored 4 tickets to a sold out Poison the Well's 20th anniversary of Opposite of December, and they're playing that record front to back. Zicky Dice fun fact number 983. Zicky Dice loves Poison the Well, one of my all-time favorite bands. So that's what I'm doing today. It's a freezing 50 degrees here in California with the sun shining.
Well, not to make it even colder, but it's a balmy 28 here in Rochester, New York, with a wind chill of 11 and expecting 3 to 5 inches, which to us here in the Northeast is a dusting. So
that's absolutely disgusting.
Oh yeah, no, like we talked briefly before we started recording, I'm like, yeah, my brother's been out west for a number of years, and he's like, man, you gotta get out of here, man. I'm like, that's all well and good, but I gotta have the time to. And he's like, yeah, these people in California, they don't know what cold is. You got 50 degrees and, you know, they're going to the supermarket and getting bread and water like the Armageddon or something.
Yeah, dressed up like Eskimos and stuff. Like, you see parkas like 60, 65, you know, it's so funny. I lived in the Midwest for a little bit. I was out in the Illinois area for about three and a half years, and that was my first time experiencing the four seasons, and holy shit, does it get cold. Not to mention, I busted my ass. I was just an ash type thing. It was like the cartoons. My feet go out from under me. Next thing you know, you're laying on your back in the freezing snow. That was always fun. I definitely don't miss that, but yeah, dude.
No, that's certain things that you really don't miss, right?
Yeah. Sounds fun, though, in retrospect.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, now you get to look at the hindsight. Now it's like 90% of the time it's sunny, so hopefully it hopefully it's sunny for somebody today, and hopefully it's for you. But yeah, it's one of those things. Is that NWA is that product now that, you know, I still think people are laying in the weeds about it. Why, I don't know, but
it's still growing. I think the word still isn't out yet. And weekly though. You just look at the numbers, it's growing week by week, day by day, which is great. It's still a new show, but it's a completely different product. So if you're listening, you haven't checked out NWA Power, it's completely free on Tuesdays at 6:05 p.m. Eastern time on youtube.com/NWA every week.
Yeah.
Check it out.
No, but I make it a point to definitely check it out. I try to spread the good word of that. That is the NWA. And, you know, it's going to be the promotion. Everybody's like, oh, what promotion are you watching? What promotion is going to be the promotion of 2020? And time and time again, I'm always saying the NWA.
I love hearing that. I love hearing that. And I'm so thankful and grateful to be a part of it. Yeah. You know, it's funny how I got into the NWA. I've shared the story recently, but I sit back and think, and, you know, I watch the show back weekly, and it's, I don't know, it's kind of mind blowing. I'd been working for Championship Wrestling from Hollywood for nearly 3 years. And had never once, gotten a promo or backstage, interview or anything like that. And I happened to be there early one day. I was actually supposed to be at another show out of state, which fell through. So I hopped on Championship Wrestling from Hollywood last minute. And then I went out and did a on-screen promo, like live promo. And I was immediately pulled back. And that's where I met David Lagana and Billy Corgan. And that's where I was offered a spot at the NWA. It was funny. Billy Corgan was like, what are you doing December 14th? And I'm like, I just made plans to go on a snow trip with my fiance. That's what I was saying to myself. I was like, oh, nothing. I'm completely free. And, you know, that's how I started. I called the fiance. I was like, hey, got to cancel. I was like, daddy's going to NWA. And that's how it started. And, now I'm going for the world television title, this coming Friday at Hard Times, which is live on Fight pay-per-view. So I'm excited. And I'll tell you what, like, I need that damn title and I'm going to make sure it comes home with me by any means necessary. This is the stage that I've been waiting for and preparing for the last 4.5 years. I've been doing this 5 years ago, like come February, I made the decision to start training and become a pro wrestler. From there, I moved out to Moline, Illinois, and trained at the Black and Brave Wrestling Academy under Merrick Brave and Seth Rollins, and have been hustling and kicking ass ever since. And here I am, and this is the title I need. This is my time. It's my time to shine.
Mm-hmm.
So I refuse to fail, my friend.
No, and it's nice to see. It's, you know, we've been going back and forth for a number of weeks, and I'm like, man, you got to get everybody out here. You got to come out east, you know, get Ziggy Dice out east and make the NWA and the TV title come out and, you know, make it the 10 pounds of pink.
No, but that's the first thing I'm going to do. I'm going to get some pink paint and glitter and dip it right in that sumbitch as soon as I win it. And then I'm ready to make my rounds and defend it in the towns. And that's what I've been doing before NWA. I wrestled in South Korea last April. I'm always in the car. I'm always on a plane somewhere just about every weekend. I've wrestled for a lot of promotions around the U.S. I'm still trying to get my foot into some more of them. There's a lot I haven't done that I need to do. Like, for example, PWG out here in Los Angeles has been a huge goal of mine since I started. I still haven't done that yet. So who knows? Maybe I'll go defend the NWA title, World TV title at PWG, or take it wherever the hell. Maybe I'll turn it into a fanny pack and quit wrestling. Who knows?
Well, there you go. Well, you said that you're making a 6-hour tour trip right now, you know, but the more important question is, you got 6 hours away. You know, what fanny pack are you bringing with you? What fanny pack are you wearing, I should say?
Oh, I got my pink fanny pack that you see on NWA wrapped around my waist as we speak. That's the Zicky Dice way.
Well, there you go. I'm still looking for one of those, you know, the old school. You go back to, you know, Rick Rude with the airbrushed tights, and you know, we need some airbrushed Zicky Dice fanny packs when you win TV title.
I actually just ordered an airbrushed jacket coming in here soon. It's gonna look
there.
Like
you
LA.
Go.
Yeah.
Go big or go home. You know, why not?
That's right. That's all I do.
So. So, you know, 2020, you know, started off with a bang with the NWA, started off with a bang for you. This, for me anyways, granted, this is just my opinion, I'm sure other people will agree with me, is I really think that 2020 is going to be the year of the Zicky Dice. I really do. Obviously, that starts on the 24th with the TV title. But, you know, like you mentioned, you got coming October, you got a pretty big event coming in October too, right?
Yeah, wait, what's October? Which one's October? Which one are we referring to?
Well, I was more referring to the wedding, but
oh yes, okay. Dude, I'm not gonna lie, there are so many big events. My brain right now, this is how I describe my brain. If anyone's ever been to Disneyland, the ride Space Mountain. If not, there's another comparison I can make for you. But, like, when you go on Space Mountain, there's all these stars shooting at you. That's my brain 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with ideas and plans and things that I've done. It's constantly moving. My buddy explains it like the iTunes screen when all the CDs are going and you don't know which one to pick. That's like his.
Oh, yeah.
But, yes, this year is going to be a huge year. I'm marrying my best friend in October. Going straight on the honeymoon. We just booked that. We're going to the Bahamas. 6 nights with the water bungalow, and then coming back, and we might be moving out to California, but looking forward to that more than anything. A lot of big debuts coming up, I can't speak about just yet. My band Heart to Heart signed to In Vogue Records this year as well, and we just released a new single, Insufferable, with the music video. If you haven't yet heard, check that out, because I'll tell you this, there's not much Zicky Dice can't do.
Well, I figured that would be implied, you know. If anybody watches the NWA, I figured that would have been at least implied by now, you know.
if they don't got it yet, they'll get it here soon. Believe me, because there's a lot, you know, and I just can't, I can't blow the whole load right here on the podcast, you know, because then people will stop watching.
Well, I wouldn't want that to happen, you know. I know it'd be great to get the exclusive here, but, you know, you got to keep people wanting more. You got to get people to keep watching.
When we keep talking, I'll drop some exclusives. It happens from time to time.
Nah.
When's this coming out?
This will be coming out actually, it'll be after the pay-per-view. It'll be out that following week.
So this is before I have the title. Sweet. So now when they're listening to it at this moment, they're like, oh, wow, that's what he thought right before he won the belt. And, man, now exactly. He actually has the belt. Okay, I see you.
So by the time that this drops, there'll actually be the old Shawn Michaels picture with the title. That'll be out.
Right. Everybody
and their mother does it, so figuring out why not be Zicky Dice.
Yeah, wait for the painting. Don't worry.
You got to get the Costanza painting, too.
I will have this hand-painted. Don't worry. Don't you worry.
No doubt about that. But yeah, it's October's a good month. I got married in October too, so October's a good month.
Yeah, we almost didn't get like the date that we wanted. I was really pushing for Halloween wedding. Mm-hmm. She wasn't down. So I had this whole vision, like my whole life, of like what my wedding would look like, right? And I think like picture like a circus tent. But don't think too carny. Think more elegant, right? But like think about like a more like, I don't know, like the Great Gatsby kind of like circus, right?
Okay. So
there's like dude on stilts walking around, few carnival games, few magicians dressed up real sharp, you know. I pitched the idea after I proposed. I was shut down in 4 seconds, and I've had this idea my whole life. So let's just say rule number one is compromise. So that's what I've learned as of late, to compromise.
Yeah, that was I've been married to my bride for just celebrated her 10 year in October.
Oh, yeah.
Just past like 19. Thank you. And when we got, before we got married, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, you try to get advice from, you know, the couple that's been married the longest. And at that time, it was my grandparents. They, at that time, they celebrated, I think they've been, were married at total before my grandfather passed, was, I believe, over 70 years.
Hell yeah.
And I'm like, oh, like, grandpa, you know, give me, I need advice, you know, because this is, you know, this is the first, you know, and on my, and of my, my brothers that have been married, my brothers got married after me, but I'm like, hey, I need some advice, you know, because we got to write it down. My wife's all about those little log things and, you know, go back and read it later, but, you know, regardless. But he's like, I'm like, well, I need a piece of advice. He's like, you know, I've been married a very long time to your grandmother. The only thing I can say is two things, compromise and a lot of red wine. And I'm like,
noted.
And then I told him, noted. I said, and I told him, I said, well, grandpa, I really don't drink red wine. He's like, all right, a lot of beer then, works for me. but yeah, it's one of those things, you know, that, you know, it gives you something good to come home to, you know what I mean? After you get a lot of these tapings down in Atlanta or these pay-per-views where
it's
go, but
I'm literally marrying my best friend. I've known her for 11 years now. And I have been chasing her ever since I met her. She had a boyfriend. I had a girlfriend. She had a boyfriend. I had another girlfriend. Our clocks never lined up, but we always stayed good friends.
Right.
And then one time Heart to Heart was on tour. Matter of fact, we were in upstate New York playing with state champs. And she had called me, and she never calls me, never have called me ever before. And speaking of red wine, I think that might have been what she was sipping on when she called. But she called and basically laid it out for me. She was like, oh, you know, I wish our clocks had lined up, and it's a shame, and yada, yada, yada. And, you know, and then we kind of, you know, we're both in relationships, whatever. And 2 years ago, we happened to cross paths again, got dinner. She finally said yes to dinner, and boom, it's been our story ever since.
So she has become outlandish, is what you're saying.
She's Mrs. Dice, yeah. She makes sure. She told me that Zicky's not invited to the bachelor party or the wedding, so.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I know. I told her it was my best man, but, you know.
But is she going to at least allow a fanny pack to make an appearance?
Wait till you see what we're wearing.
Oh, well, I can only wait. I'm going to be all over that Instagram of yours.
Oh, my groomsmen, a few of them are pissed and complaining. They're like, because we're buying our suits, we're not renting. They're all, when in the hell am I ever going to wear this shit again? And me, it's like, I'll wear it on a Tuesday, you know? but, yeah, so I got a little bit of backlash from that. We're doing, like, a dark – okay, hear me out here. We're doing, like, a dark purple suit. Okay, it's called like eggplant, like actually dark eggplant is what I want.
Okay.
But not any lighter purple, because you get any lighter purple, you look like the Joker, right? So picture like a real dark eggplant purple, not Joker purple, eggplant purple. And we're doing gold sparkle shoes, the flyest gold sparkle shoes. We're doing these white shirts with like gold buttons, and I'm not sure on the bow tie. I'm wearing a bow tie. They're all wearing ties. I think they might all be gold as well. But we're doing, like, the color is, of course, my favorite color is obviously pink. I love pink, and she loves purple. So we have this, like, pink palette that has, like, a little purple and gold in there. So that's our color palette for the wedding. So outlandish of without a doubt.
Oh, yeah. Now that'll definitely be a sight to see. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, I can't wait. Like, I'm trying to order – like the sick neon light to have behind us. This is like, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Zoppo, like pink neon, like, you know, while we're eating dinner, we got like pink lights, like, and pink and purple lights going to be on the venue. It's going to look so sick. I can't wait. Can't believe I'm getting married, man. Such a trip to talk about, you know, not going to lie. Zicky Dice is a hopeless romantic. All right. There's an exclusive. There's something you heard first. All right.
There you go.
I'm corny. I love it. I love romance. I actually met a couple who had been married for for a very long time. And I asked him once, I was used to do ballet at this hospital. I was like, you know, what's the secret? And what he had told me was laugh every single day. Make sure you guys mm-hmm. take time to laugh together. And that's what we do best. So I make sure to keep that going, but I couldn't be happier.
No, yeah, that's definitely a word of the wise right there, because I make my wife laugh at me all the time. So,
you know, and like, it's sometimes it's hard to laugh. You know, we'll go ahead and open up and dive right into it. You know, I struggle with a lot of anxiety, some depression and PTSD, and she's always so patient with me, even when she doesn't understand like why I'm going through some of the stuff. And sometimes it's like a light switch, right? I can't control it. My body just produces more chemicals than it should. Right. Mm-hmm. So she's so patient with me and helps me out. And I couldn't like love her anymore for that. And you know, it's huge because it's not easy it being me in between having a dog, working a real job, fiance, planning a wedding, wrestling's getting busier. My band just signed. We got band stuff going on. Like, and I'm just constantly juggling. And on top of that, sometimes I still got to keep going when I'm not in the mood for shit, when I don't want to do shit. Mm-hmm. But it's important that I've learned for me that there's certain things I have to do. For example, I have to go to the gym now. It's mm-hmm. crazy that I'm like 2.5 years into my fitness journey. And I've made a huge change. I lost 75, like 80 pounds. If you look, when I wrestled Tim Storm at Championship Wrestling Hollywood for the 10 pounds of gold, I'm a completely different dude. I don't know if you've seen the clip, but you probably won't even recognize me. And part of that was when I was living in Chicago, I got to the lowest point of my life. I was not happy. I was surrounded by terrible people. My roommates were shit. It was just rough. I had no friends or family around. And I did. I do now, like, looking back in hindsight. But, you know, when you're in that hole, you don't see that. So I had to make a change. And I started off with fitness and taking better care of myself and trying not to feel sorry for myself anymore. I did a podcast with Davey Muse, who's used to sing in a band called Vanna and plays in a band called Trove, called Mental Hell. It's not out yet, but we dive a whole lot deeper into what me and you were talking about now and what this actually stems from. And I don't want to blow that now in this interview, but I recommend when that comes out to anyone listening, if you want to get to know more about myself or shit yourself, give that mm-hmm. podcast a listen. I'll be sharing that, and it's going to be real heavy. I'm going to tell you right now. Yeah. There's a lot that people don't know about me, and that goes with anybody, right? So you never know what someone's been through or how they're feeling. So what I've learned is my recipes: go to the gym, go to work, right? Drink some water, eat healthy, try and feel better, and just treat people with respect. And be cool, be kind. A big thing for me, I worked in before moving up here in a special ed classroom in a high school, and I've been working in that field for 13 years now. I'm working on hopefully getting my master's in special education, having early childhood development, having my own class. And that's something that brings a huge joy to my life. I love helping out others. I love, my brother, he just finally left the job, but he was still working in the class. I have students still that have to FaceTime me daily because they miss me so much, or they want to ask me if they can have my Zicky Dice gear, or they want to watch my matches on YouTube. Like, that's why I do all of this, right? Mm-hmm. I've said this before, like, I sell emotion, okay? That's what I do best, whether it's with Heart to Heart or Zicky Dice. I want to sell emotion. I don't want you to feel the way that I felt on my darkest days, so let me entertain you so that you feel something else. Let me bring joy into your life. If you want to boo me, boo me. Like, let me take your mind elsewhere. Let's mm-hmm. vibe for a minute. That's why I do what I do. And, like, last night, I had this – I wish I remember his name off the top of my head. I wrestled West Coast Pro Wrestling in San Francisco. And I had this older gentleman walk up to me, maybe in his late 70s. He had a cane, was walking slow, and he asked to buy one of my shirts. And he bought one of my Blow Me shirts. And and he pulled me aside, and he said, you know, he looked me in my eyes. He's like, you're really something special. He's like, I want you to know that. I see it in you. You're something special. And it was like this connection that was like heavy, and that stuck with me all night. I woke up with that on my mind this morning. I mean, shit, we're talking about it now. And like, those are the little moments that I need to make sure to stop and appreciate, or else the whole world's going to pass me by and this whole thing will be a waste. You know, that's why I do what I do. Yeah. Now I'm getting a little bit more attention and it's mind blowing. It gives me anxiety, to be honest. It's like promotions that have been ignoring me or reaching out to me and asking me for bookings now. And the whole game has changed for me. This is what I've been working hard for. But the whole thing is, I want to be able to talk about anxiety and depression and PTSD in the locker room. I want to be able to have people come up to me and have open conversations about that, because I feel that there's still a heavy stigma on that. Not a lot of men talk about this stuff. You know, we're talking, oh, don't cry, hold it in. No, that's bullshit. Fuck that. Let's talk. Let's talk about our feelings. If something's hurting you, let's talk. I've called many of my friends on FaceTime crying my eyes out. I'll pick up the phone. My homie's crying. I have certain friends that will call me when they're feeling like shit and they just want to talk, and we just sit there and hang out. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it's all about, is like making sure you have someone that's there for you, you know? Like, I think about Robin Williams and Chester Bennington, right? Like, those guys had everything that I'm working for, right? Like, they had the success, the family, the money, you name it. It's not about all that, and they were still hurting deep down. And that shit stuck with me. And I realize that it's a daily struggle, and I will continue to fight no matter what, to make sure that I can impact others and help someone else along the way, because I've been dragged through the fucking mud.
Mm-hmm. Well, like you said, with that, you know, that older gentleman too, those are kind of the, you know, the experiences or the times that you kind of want to bottle up, you know, put the cap on it and save it for a rainy day, so to speak.
100%, and you're right, and you are so right about that. And you know what? Let's talk about this. It's so much easier said than done, right? But you're right. I need to think about those things, and when I get into that hole, I need to get that rope and pull myself out of there with like thoughts like that. Because like, there's times where I don't even give a shit about myself, where I think like, oh, am I ready for this? Like, oh no, like I'm gonna fail. Like, I still get those thoughts, of course. Like, who doesn't, right? I wouldn't be human. But you're right, and that's something that you know, maybe I need to put pen to paper and write it down sometimes. So when I'm feeling like shit, take a look at some things, you know. So that's a good point you bring up.
Yeah, but and I've, you know, one of those New Year's resolutions that everybody, you know, tends to make this time of the year earlier on. And I told myself, I said, you know, there's so much negativity, whether it be on social media, whether it be in the world, life, whatever. There's so much negativity. Why not spread, and especially through social media, because social media is very strong and positive if you do it the right way.
Oh, God, you're no kidding. You know what I just learned this week? And yeah, let's laugh it up. Vanity searching. You know what that is?
Not a clue, to be honest. I'm sure I'll probably figure it out after, but.
I didn't know either. Well, here we go. I guess, like, you go to Twitter and you go to the search. Like, you can search, like, let's say, example, Zicky Dice, right? Without people tagging you, now anything that has Zicky Dice in it is gonna come up, brother. Right. I mean, most of them might laugh, like they're hysterical, and I got thick skin. Let's be real here. But some of them are so funny. But now I catch myself, you know, on the pooper, vanity searching Zicky Dice and like interacting with that. It's like, I read someone posted, I guess Cole Cabana had said somewhere, if they don't tag you, don't interact with them. So that's the new motto for me. If they don't tag me, I'm not going to interact, whatever. But I'm still trying to build, and I still try and interact with everybody right now, right? Like, you know, I feel like I got a pretty cool, interesting story, and I like interacting. That's what I do, you know? So whatever.
No, I get what you mean, and I keep telling everybody, I said, you know, I downloaded one of those, I got to look at it now, because the app's called Motivation, and each and every day it'll send you an alert, or however many times you want it, of a positive quote to, you know, to take your day. And I'm like,
when we hang up, you got to send me that, please.
Yeah, definitely. And I take the screenshot, or I save it to my phone, I put it on Twitter, I put it on Instagram, and I said, okay, every day, or at least, you know, try to get there, because, you know, stuff happens and you're busy or whatever.
100%, 100%.
And, you know, stay positive. you know, that's New Year's resolution for me anyways, is spread, try to make everybody positive. You know,
you know, I'm going to go ahead and interrupt you right here for a second, and yeah, forgive me for that. My friends work at a nonprofit called Hope for the Day. And I'm going to go ahead and quote them right now while we're talking about staying positive. At the same time, I want everyone out there to know that it's okay not to be okay. You know, and that's what they say, and I love it. I love it. Like, you're going to have some days where you don't feel – your head's hanging low, and that's fine. That's fine. Mm-hmm. That is your human right. That, be grateful. This is what I learned. This is what I try and tell myself when I get into these points. Be grateful that you can feel that, right? Because that's what – like, I remember asking a palm reader one time at some fair, like, oh, am I going to be happy one day? Dude, happiness is a crock of shit, right? Happiness is moments. Moments. There's moments of being happy, moments of happiness. And, like, overall, you can look at the end and be like, yeah, I was happy. But not all the time. But it's okay to not be okay. Just realize that you can feel those feelings. It's human, and it's how you handle them.
Right. No, I get that. And it's just, like I said, there's just so much negativity out there. And I even told people, I said, I go on Periscope or do videos myself and post it to either my YouTube page or my personal Twitter page. And I said, you know, just if you need somebody to talk to, the DMs are open. I don't care if we talked once, if you've never talked, if you talk every day, I don't care.
Yeah,
you need something, just let me know. I don't care. I can talk to pretty much anybody and everybody. And if I don't know something, I can kind of, you know, BS my way through it sometimes. But, you know, don't go to that end all be all kind of thing, you know, and just stay positive, you know, talk. And that's why, you know, everything that's going on with me between, I won't get into it, but, you know, family issues or work issues or whatever, that's a lot of crap, you know. And, you know, that's why I do. And I tell everybody, that's why I do podcasting. That's why I talk to guys like yourself. I talk to Mr. Joe Galley. I talk to Christ. I even talked to Nikita Koloff last week. And
nice. Yeah, I saw that real quick. He's from my hometown and I just moved out of, and I had no idea. Or he lives there, and that blows my mind.
Yeah, North Carolina, I believe, right?
Yeah, but I heard he was living in San Luis Obispo, California.
Oh yeah. I think he's more. I think he's East Coast now. I think he's out in either North or South Carolina, but But yeah, it's just, it gets your mind, and that's why I watch wrestling too.
100%. Like, and people ask me, you know, like, why do you do this wrestling? Because when I hit the curtain, I don't get to be me. I get to be Ziggy Dice. Like, that's way more fun, you know, because he doesn't deal with the bullshit that I deal with, you know, and that's my outlet, and music's my outlet, and getting my family time in, that's important to me. These are all my outlets, and it's important to have something. You know, find something that you love. If you don't know, go try something new. Go, you know, I always thought about one of those wine and painting classes. That shit looks fun. Yeah. Like, we've been talking about taking salsa or a cooking class. Go do something. Go explore. Go explore yourself.
You know, and you know, and be with, you know, with your wife, with my wife, with my wife and my son. We'll go to, you know, we'll go to a local zoo with our son, or, you know, but it's also good that I've learned anyways, is to have things that you just do, whether it be podcasting, watching wrestling. My wife does... Yes. She works out. I don't know if they're out by you. I'm pretty sure they are. Is Orange Theory.
I used to work at one of those in Chicago.
There you go. Yeah, she works out one here in the Rochester area. And, you know, go do you. I'm like, I don't, you know, I'll watch the little guy. We'll take care of it. We know. Don't worry about it. You go do your thing three times a week. That's fine. You know?
Yep.
But you got to have those things. You know what I mean? Whether 100%. It be wrestling or music or whatever.
You know, sometimes I play a little video games too. You know, I don't have much time anymore, which is good. Like, I want to be busy, right? YOLO, you only live once. Like, let's go. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I got to have my outlets. I got to have, you know, my music. I do like spending time on the road. It's all part of the recipe, man, for my success, my personal success. And that's what works for me. And I'm still trying to see what exactly works and doesn't still. And you're going to learn along the way, and you're going to get knocked down, but get up and figure it out, you know. And let me tell you all this, if I can do it, I swear, I wish you all knew me 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 7 years ago. If I could do it, you can. You would not believe, like, the transformation I made with my health and just as a human being overall. Like, I'm dead serious. I was so lazy in the darkest of places. Like, oh man, I wish. Yeah, if I mean, I hope this just lights fire into someone's ass.
Well, no, and that's, you know, and that's why I kind of, like I said before, I just want to make sure it was okay that we touched on it is, you know, it doesn't matter if, you know, there's always somebody out there that could need a little help, that could use it, you know, somebody to talk to. But, and that's why I wanted to talk about it, because just in the small community, the wrestling community, whether it be the podcasting community or, you know, the wrestling community, whatever the case may be, there's always something, you know, that'll get you down. But, you know, there is the light at the end of the tunnel. You know, you got to have that one person that you go to no matter what. And, you know, and that was even what.
And give yourself, give yourself something to look forward to. I've learned too. Yeah. Set up a few things to look forward to. Maybe it's a vacation or like, for example, I'm meeting up with two of my best friends. That one has a baby now. The other lives in Long Beach. I'm up in Northern California. Like, we all haven't been together in forever. And like, that's what I'm looking forward to more tonight than seeing the band. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, like, you got to add that one person.
Yourself, yeah. Give yourself something, you know, to whatever. Fine, you know, and you'll be surprised at the shit that you're into. Like, for example, I used to shit on Dungeons & Dragons, right? But before I moved, my brother, he's like, come and play. I used to talk shit to him, make fun of him. And I went and I fell in love with D&D. And I was like, now I miss being in a D&D game. It's like, dude, and I used to do that every Monday night. And I would look forward to Monday nights. Like, oh, Monday night's D&D night, you know?
Yeah. No, I get that. You know, and that was one of the things too. Before, you know, before my grandfather, he was a World War II veteran, and he, you know, tremendous, like deep PTSD, and towards the end of his life, he just finally came out and, you know, talked about it. You know what I mean? Wow. And that's one of those things where I was the only grandchild, I should say, that he would say anything to about it, because I was the one that, you know, paid attention to it, that I wanted to learn about it. And, you know, it's just amazing how you hear it secondhand. And it's like, holy crap. Yeah. It's, you know, and that's one of the reasons why I have his actual original war medals hanging on my wall here in my house.
Wow.
And,
that's so
you know,
cool.
It's that little piece of him that'll always stay wherever I go, you know?
Yeah.
And
go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, and like I said, it's just one of those things that, you know, you look at it each and every day, and that's what drives me to stay positive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love that, man. Thank you for sharing that. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I worked with this gentleman who, he didn't talk much, and I know he had like spent some time overseas, and one day, same thing, we were 8-hour shift, and he just got to talking, man, for four of them, and he started crying, and he told me some heavy stuff, man, that like he dealt with firsthand. And I'm sitting there picturing myself, and I'm like, dude, there's no way I could do any of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. And I take my hat off to our troops. I gotta say it, because I can, dude, I mean, that would jack me up, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Oh, yeah. No, and like I said, I'm not going to dive into it now, because obviously this is a wrestling podcast, but, you know, he just told me stuff that because he was in, he saw seven battles and, wow. You know, Purple Heart, you know, all that stuff, Bronze Star, Silver Cross, whatever. And, you know, he told me stuff. I'm like I said, I'm not going to talk about it here, just that, you know, like you said, it's like, holy, you can't imagine you're putting yourself in that position. But, you know, and that's one of the things where it was a completely different time. And that's why I tell everybody that was the best generation, is that generation of that, you know, guys that are 18 that, you know, go overseas and fight. You can't drink yet, but you can fight. You know what I mean? And it's just, it's messed up to think about, but it's just like nowadays 18-year-olds are like, oh, well, you know, the latest phone or gadget or whatever. It's like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Changing the times, man. Like when I worked at the high school, it was so crazy. Like I remember how fast a rumor would go around in high school without cell phones. Right. And now the kids, like, they got phones. We got posters in the hallways about, you know, sharing rumors and staying off social media. It's completely changing of times. I mean, just right before our eyes, it's so, it's life's a trip, and it's crazy to see what's going to be like in 10 years and 20 years. Hopefully I'm still defending the title along the way.
Well, that's one of that's what I was saying. It was hopefully when you win the title, and obviously we're gonna, this will be out after you have it, but hopefully it'll make an appearance. You'll obviously be having it in October regardless, so you can actually walk down the aisle with it, or at least,
right.
Or even better, have the missus wear it down the aisle even.
You're damn right. That's a rig right there.
Oh yeah, but you know, to dive, you know, to get back into the wrestling world too. Not that I'm, you know, regretting what we just talked about.
No, I'm glad we got that off our chest. Like it's good to be real. Let's talk real shit. Like, that's life. Let's talk life. Oh, yeah. Like, you know, that's wrestling's just a small part of it. So.
Well, like you said, it was that outlet for everybody. You know what I mean? And that's how, you know, when I started watching, I'm 35 myself, and I started watching in the golden era of wrestling, you know, with your Hogans and Savages and Warrior and DiBiase's and all that stuff.
Oh yeah.
And,
same here.
And that was that golden era. We're never going to see, you know, that era again. So I thought until I started watching the NWA, you know, the Second Coming, obviously with yourself being a part of it. And it was just one of those things where you see, you know, gentlemen like yourself, gentlemen like, you know, Tim Storm, James Storm, Nick Aldis, you know, the list is long, Trevor Murdoch. And it brings you back to when you were, you know, one of those little squirts sitting in front of the TV on a Saturday morning with a bowl of Cheerios watching WWF Superstars. And, you know, at least that's how I, you know, that's how I grew up, you know, obviously, you know, being the same age, you know, is that how you, you know, got introduced to professional wrestling?
Oh yeah. Say you exactly what you named. My older brother and my dad, they were watching it before I was even around, you know, so I came right into that golden era. And that's what I based Zicky Dice off and around, you know, that's the wrestling I love. And it's funny because I got told a lot like that will never work. Like that's how wrestling's dead. And it's like, you'll see, you know, and I stuck true. And that's what I like to do. You know, some of my favorite wrestlers that I used to hate as a kid or love now, you know, Mr. Perfect or Ravishing Rick Rude or, Rick the Model Martel. Like, dude, that's a Zicky Dice recipe right there. And
yeah. But yeah, that's that kind of thing where, you know, you try to, you know, think of, okay, Zicky Dice, what combination of wrestlers? But, you know, you can say, you know, like you're Rick Rude, you're Mr. Perfect, whatever. But at the end of the day, it's like Zicky Dice is Zicky Dice.
Oh, 100%. 100%. You know? I mean, I'm not saying, like, that's what I like to watch. Like, that's the style, that's what I like to watch and grew up on. But, dude, Zicky Dice is definitely Zicky Dice, like one of a kind. And it's funny, it's so much different than I thought it would be when I was training at Black and Brave or what I started doing. And it's just morphing along the way. I never know what he's going to do. I can't speak for the guy. You know? And you just got to watch. I mean, that's all you can do. And there's so much more to come. Like, I haven't even, dude, just watch.
Well, hey, if that's not an endorsement from the man himself, I don't know what is. But, yeah, but no, and you know, I have a son, like I mentioned before, with my son, he's 7. And I'm like, that's right when I started watching it, 7, 8, 9, 10 era, when I was that age. But, and now I'm thinking, okay, what do I want him to watch? I'm like, okay, you can watch whatever you want, kid. But, you know, I'm introducing him to the NWA. Introducing him to, you know, the New Japan, that different style of wrestling.
Nice.
And you know, he saw yourself. He saw James Storm. And boom, stood right in front of the TV. I'm like, bud, you got to move. Why? I'm like, I want to watch it too. You know?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well, maybe I can get him to be Zicky Dice for Halloween next year or something, you know?
I would love that.
So but, funny. But yeah, being a graduate from the Black and Brave school with Mr. Seth Rollins, how'd you get involved getting trained by him or that group anyways, I should say?
Well, I broke into the business late, a little later. I was like 26, a little later than expected. You know, I did the music thing at first And Mr. Seth Rollins is a fan of pop punk and some good music and some bad music. I think we probably fall into the bad music category. But I had met him at a few shows on tour. And there was one night in Nashville, I was acting like an asshole on stage. And the tour manager, John James Ryan, one of my best friends, he's like, I need to talk to you at the end of the night. And I was like, oh, shit, we're getting kicked off the tour. And he's like, I think you need to become a professional wrestler. He's like, you're agile, you're athletic. He's like, I think you can do this. So I texted Seth Rollins. And I said, I want you to train me. And he said, ha, 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 ha. Are you serious? And I said, yes, I'm going to be better than you are one day. And he said, I'll see you in May. And he gave me Merrick Braves contact information. And I got set up and finished up that tour. And I packed up and moved out there. For me, the decision was simple. I wanted breaking in late, later than I wanted. Expected. I wanted to have the best resume possible. And I thought going and getting trained by at the Black and Brave was the best decision for me. I was at WrestleMania when he cashed in, and it was just 2 weeks later that I made my move. So I'm one of 12 on the planet. I mean, he won again. There was some more trained under him then, but to have been ever been trained by a current WWE champion, which is pretty cool, you know. So I get to add that to the resume. I went to the New Japan Dojo twice, and I've been in the ring with Okada while he had the belt, and just spent a day training with him, you know, and training with Shibata. Like that, I've been working on my resume ever since I started. You know, I went to Ring of Honor for my first trial, like 2 years in, and got told no. I got told no at New Japan. I went and had a WWE trial when I did extra work, got a standing ovation, and they're like, oh, the only thing wrong with your match is Vince wasn't there to see it himself. Like, you know, you look like a superstar. Yeah. I will never do extra work again. Here's an exclusive. Listen to me. I will never do WWE extra work again. I think WWE extra work is for the birds. If you want to go sit 8 hours in catering and eat, like, and hope and pray for 15 seconds of camera time, go ahead. But that's just my honest opinion. I've been there, what I do, two or three of them. I did two tryout matches before SmackDown. I got two standing ovations. They told me they never got standing ovations. I flew myself to NXT and went and did extra work there. But that wasn't the route for me. That I don't want to be known as an extra. I'm not an extra. And I know that's just what I've learned along the way. There's an exclusive for you. You know, if you want to go make the money and do that, absolutely, by all means. And it's a cool experience. Don't get me wrong. It's a good learning experience. And, you know, gave me the opportunity to wrestle in WWE ring before, which is pretty cool. But okay. At the same time, like, next time I wrestle in a WWE ring, it better be under a contract.
Right. Yeah. Is that, you know, because you just did that this past year, right? 19?
Yes. That was June. I went. Yeah.
Okay.
I went in June. That was June. Yeah, and then the year before was June the year before, so exactly a year before, so they had seen me.
Yeah, because I know a lot of people.
You know, and they, like, it's funny, I was supposed to wrestle Heavy Machinery. It was looking like me and Levi Shapiro were about to wrestle Heavy Machinery, and Hurricane Helms came up to me, and he pulled me aside. He's like, dude, he's like, I'm taking you out of the match. And I was like, why? He's like, no offense, he's like, but you look way cooler than my tag team. If I put you in with them, he's like, you know, how am I gonna get people behind them? And it's like, you know, you hear all this shit, and you get a little standing ovation, and you know, you pop the boys, and like, and then nothing, you know. And that made it hard for me to go back to my day job. You know, you see the end goal, and it's like, okay, I'm on the right track, I'm doing this. But what I've realized is everyone has their path. And you can't rush it. I'm on mine. Everyone else is on theirs. You just got to let it play out. And I'm very happy.
No, I get that.
I'm very happy with what's going on right now. I'm very excited and love being a part of the NWA. I love that I'm representing Black and Brave everywhere I go. I love that just things are falling in the motion because I took the path that I wanted to and I did it the way I wanted to. People would talk down on the way I did things, but guess what? I'm still going to do it.
Yeah, and that's one of the things because I have known with, like I said, with the promotion I work for doing the backstage stuff, I've been doing it, probably about 2-3 years. And, you know, you see it all the time now, whether it be here in Rochester or Buffalo or whatever the case may be, wherever NXT or WWE comes from or goes to, excuse me. You see a lot of these boys that are doing, you know, the whole quote unquote, the security guards or, you know, the extra stuff. And I'm like, they come to me and they're like, oh, because they trust my opinion. I'm like, okay, well, it's just my opinion, but, you know, it's a good experience, but you have to have that end game. You know what I mean? You have to know what you want. You know, you may have to take a side road to get there.
Sometimes. Yeah, I'll be honest with you. You're most likely not going to get signed showing up for extra work just for, you know, it probably won't happen. I'll tell you right now, unless you're, I don't know, the son of Roman Reigns and I sexier than Twilight characters. I don't know what to tell you, but like, that's just the realism of it. And I'd be foolish to say like that I didn't like kind of plan or think the same, like, you know, oh, this is my shot, like day one, like, you're an idiot. I'm an idiot. Shut up. You know, let's be real here. Yeah. Have your hopes and dreams, but work hard to get there. Showing up for extra work ain't the way.
Yeah. But you know, it's hopes and dreams and all that stuff. But sometimes, you know, I saw that you had a death match, one and only, right?
Yeah. That's the only death match I will ever do.
I'm watching. I'm like, holy crap! I'm like, you know, it's not for me. I've interviewed one deathmatch wrestler, and I'm like, you know, it's not for me. It's for some people, but it's not for me.
That's why I went out and wrestled it in my gear. I wrestled Marcus Crane, who's a good friend of mine. I love Marcus Crane to death. He's GCW, big deathmatch wrestler, and we've been friends for a while. And I said, if I ever do one, I want to do it with you. And the opportunity had come up. We have gotten asked by an LA promotion to do it. And it was right before I was going to NWA. And so I was like, you know what? Now's the time. My fiance was pissed. Like I said, I didn't gear. I got a nice scar on my back from one of the moves. And it hurt like hell. They said there was going to be an EMT on the site to clean up. There wasn't. There wasn't even like anything, you know, peroxide, alcohol, band-aids, nothing. I was kind of bummed about that. But Marcus Crane looked at me, he's like, Zicky, in the back, he's like, you don't hate yourself enough to be a deathmatch wrestler. And I was like, god damn, you know. But I did it, and it hurt like shit, and it's not for me. I'll still do some crazy shit, don't get me wrong, I'll get down. But like full deathmatch, like I was hit up by a few promotions after asking for a few, and it's just, that's not me.
Yeah. Well, no, and that's even watching it. I'm like, I come, you know, as you can probably relate too, you come back from those eras of the old ECW matches and all that stuff where you got, you know, people jumping off of balconies and getting, you know, thrown through flaming tables and all that stuff. I'm like, well, that's, you know, that's all well and good, but that's, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, that's got to get old pretty freaking quick. Because you only pull that stuff out, you know, when you really want that pop.
So I'm saying, I've been doing that like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you know? Yeah.
But, yeah, it's whatever. It is what it is. I'm not, you know, disparaging it by any means, but.
No, not at all.
But, you know, and it's also another one of those things that I noticed too is, you know, if, you know, you associate the fanny pack with the Zicky Dice. You know, another thing is those outlandish suits that you have. You know, I commented on one of them too. Previously, your blue one there. I absolutely dig it, you know. But you know, how did you, you know, okay, get that, you know, first and foremost, the Zicky Dice character. And secondly, those, the suit game, you know, I can explain it.
I wait to see the one I just picked up from my guy Lee, my man Lee at Lee's Alterations. Shout out to him. He called. I walked in today. He's all bright color suit. That's what he calls me. I was like, yes sir. And he's all, where are you going? Dancing? And I was like, no. I was like, TV. He's like, oh, okay. He's my dude. I love him to death. I bring him all the crazy suits, and I don't even bring my pickup ticket back because I can see which suit pants are mine that I got him. Every single time, because you know they're the only ones of their kind. But I'm, you know, it's me, right? Zicky Dice is me turned up to 11. I want to look and dress the part, and I want to be myself at the same time and have fun doing it. You know, I kind of took it as a Sacha Baron Cohen, right? When he's Borat, like when he's in public, he was Borat. When I'm out in public, I want you to see Zicky. You know what I mean? So I just started finding loud suits and shoes and doing what I wanted because I was always into that. You know, Billy Corgan, he came up to me anyway. He's all, how is it that you're the one dressed up as the rock star? And I was like, you know, so, and I like to stand out. I like to be different. I am, like I said, not an extra. I believe deep down that I can be the biggest superstar. Right. And I hope everyone believes that if they're chasing the dream. So that's it. I constantly on the hunt. I have my good friend Amira, she's kind of become like my go-to stylist. I'll text her and I'm like, hey, I need something. For example, right now I have her on the hunt for pink cowboy boots. I want pink cowboy boots so bad right now. So that's what I'm on to wear with my suits. That's what I'm on the hunt for. Like, I just get these ideas and I just roll with them. And it's just me and let me have fun and do it along the way. And you know what? This is my show and you're all going to start watching and following anyway. So you might as well just join it now.
Well, you might as well be, you know, get used to it. You may not like it, but you damn well better get used to it, you know?
You're going to be seeing a lot of it, whether you like it or not.
Well, you know, and it's funny that you mentioned the pink cowboy boots. You know, my niece out in Buffalo has some. They may not fit you, but I'm sure I could probably find some sort of, you know, some sort of design for you.
Unless you got some Flintstone feet with hammer toes, they probably won't fit me.
Yeah, probably not. But hey, it's a thought that counts, I guess.
Yeah, thank you.
But yeah, it's, I don't know what it, like I said before. You know, it's not, I don't know what it is, man. When I first, I'm like, but I dig it, you know, whether it be the suits or, you know.
But, there's more to come. I wait to see the shirts I ordered. I hope they come in time for these tapings. I definitely got my new suit. I just hope my new shirts come in time for tapings. But speaking of which, we got to get you down to some tapings, man.
Yeah, I actually have. I'm like, oh man, I really got to get down there because I know a couple buddies. I got a buddy that lives down in outside Atlanta, and I'm like, oh, I got to get down there because, you know, I'm like, I'm not gonna wait. I can't wait until, you know, NWA starts traveling a little bit more here to the northeast, anyways.
I'm hoping that's the plan. I mean,
on my bucket list.
That all depends. Like, let's say this here, okay? You want another exclusive? People are asking NWA if they're going to travel and whatnot. We would love to. Absolutely. Like, but the thing is, we got to see the growth. And the only way that can happen is by people watching the show and we're tuning into the markets that are, you know, getting merch or where they're watching from and stuff. And we want to hit those areas. But, you know, and that's just a matter of time. I do believe that will happen.
Yeah. And it's just one of those products, man. I don't know if it's like the nostalgic feeling that I get when I'm watching it or anything, or I think it's a mixture of everything where it's, you know, the talent is definitely there, obviously between yourself and so many other people on that whole roster. You can really, when I think of a great promotion, I can think of each and every person on that roster as a heavyweight champion. And that's what the NWA is. And the props have to go out to Dave Lagana and Billy Corgan, because
absolutely,
they could have grabbed pretty much anybody in the country. And everybody on that roster right now could be a heavyweight champion, taking that 10 pounds of gold off of Nick Aldis.
Agreed.
But like I said, and that's definitely – it's been on my bucket list too, because I know a couple guys that run podcasts that that live down that way. And I'm like, man, I got to get down there. But, you know, hopefully, you know, I got some time coming in April, and hopefully that, you know, get some tapings down there once again and get down there. But definitely on my bucket list to get down there and see those tapings, because, you know, being now watching NWA, you know, going back and watching a lot of stuff up on the network, a lot of the old school NWAs, That studio wrestling is just absolutely, there's nothing like it.
Oh, I love it. It's beautiful. And I got to say, shout out and take my fanny pack off to Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, man. It really helped prepare me for this with the studio vibe. And if you haven't watched Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, you can see Outlandish Sticky Dice on there. I got some old matches on there where I look completely different. You can check out on Fight TV. Royce Isaacs comes from Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. Like I said before, I wrestled Tim Storm on there. We just had Question Mark and Thunder Rosa come by. So watch it. But I got to say, that's what really prepared me for that. So I got to shout out to Dave Marquez and Yuma over there and even Peter Avalon for helping out there. So appreciate that.
Yeah, and it's, I always go back and I've always gone back and watched the old school stuff, whether through the NWA or even the new school stuff. It was like you were mentioning with Dave Burns, he just does an absolutely fantastic job out there and continues to, you know, put out the great product. But yeah, it's definitely on my bucket list to get down there to see that, you know, that atmosphere, because, you know, just talking to other people that have been down there before, and it's just, you have to, they're like, you have to be here to understand it.
Yeah, the vibe, you know, the vibe is great, the fans are great. It just has this like aura, this feeling, and it's cool too. I was talking about this last night, like, there's no spoilers, everyone's cool, and it's just a good time, man. It's a great product and a real great show, just all the way around, inside and out. And you know, we got a solid production team and everyone helping out in the back. It's just, dude, it's the dream, man.
Yeah. But where else are you going to see a Santa Claus dressed in orange, you know?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Shout out to Santa Claus.
Yeah.
But another thing I wanted to touch on too was, you know, whether it was Gabe Sapolsky or whatnot. I can't pronounce his last name. I apologize. There you go. Or somebody else that did this test was the airport test. If you can go into the airport and get recognized, that's the test. I may be paraphrasing from what my experience
It's just like, you know, like what it is if you're at the airport, are you going to stand out and are people going to look at you and be like, who is that guy? Like he's somebody. Like that's somebody, you know. Yeah. And I mean, like I said before, quote myself, I am the damn airport test, you know. And that's part of it. What's gonna, you know, what's gonna make you stand out in a place where everyone's the same? There's a little word of advice, a little, maybe get the gears going for those fellow wrestlers out there listening. But yeah, just think about that.
Yeah, because I always found it interesting too, where you see a lot of fans will go to the airport, more like the bigger promotions, like the WWE's back in the day, where you'd go to the airport and you sit at the airport, or you sit outside the arena or whatever and try to get a glimpse of your favorite guy or gal or whatever. And, you know, now it's... Okay. But now it's even more. It's like, okay, now with the way social media is, you know, you don't even have to do it anymore. You can just, you know, stalk them on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or whatever. And it's like, you think it's that. I'm like, well, no, you don't remember the days when I used to go outside the, you know, Memorial Auditorium in Buffalo, New York, when it was 20 degrees waiting for these guys to come out, you know, that's the experience you never forget.
Yep.
But,
I remember my parents taking me to, surprising me and my brother, they took us to Arrowhead Pond down in, Anaheim, I believe is where it was. Yeah. It's not around anymore. And, surprised with the wrestling. I was so pumped.
Yeah.
I bought a Shawn Michaels shirt that was like four sizes too big. But yeah, go ahead.
you gotta grow into it though, you know? You gotta keep it forever.
It was the sickest shirt. I actually just tried, I'm trying to do a Zicky Dice shirt based off of it. But like the whole shirt was like it was a black shirt, but it had like his whole face on it, but it was like pixelated in pink all across the front of the shirt, and like it was so sick.
That doesn't scream Zicky Dice. I don't know what does, you know.
All right.
You know, so we got a few listeners' questions that they wanted to, you know, ask you. So a fan of the NWA, and he goes as the Masked Fan on Twitter, who he claims to be the Question Mark son. I don't understand it, but I guess, you know, I guess it's some sort of gimmick or shoot or, well, I don't know, whatever. But he asked what your favorite classic car is.
What my favorite classic car is, man. I always wanted an old Ford Mustang, I think, would have been it.
Yeah.
Old Ford
like
Mustang.
Like original.
What year? Yeah. Original. I don't know what color. Dude, man, I have to be pink now. Pink with like maybe white leather seats and maybe like a 67 or something.
Yeah, sounds sick. About right when those were classic. Yeah,
but
yeah.
Now, if it was, I want a Range Rover so bad now. I know it's not a classic car, but God, I would love a Range Rover.
But it would have to be pink then, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, why not? Everything has to be.
Why not? There's this car that I saw in my old hometown. It was like an El Camino, I think, and it was bright, sparkly pink. And you don't know how many times I was tempted to go knock on the door and be like, hey, you know, like, just give them this stupid ass pitch. But I was like, I'm not going to go knock at someone's door just to bug them to film a video with their damn car. Who knows? Maybe I will. You know, maybe I will. Who knows?
Hey, never say never, right?
That's right.
All right, so my next question comes from my man Turbo, who's at Official Turbo on Twitter. He asks, any plans in a tour or any plans for a tour with your band?
Oh, we're going to have some pop-up shows coming up. Tour, yes, I'm sure we will here eventually. There's nothing lined up as of yet, but it doesn't mean something won't pop up. So all I can do is just recommend is keep following up, keep an eye on. How else are you gonna do that unless you follow Zicky Dice, which you should all do right now, at Zicky Dice on every piece of social media platform possible, ZickyDice, and then you'll always be in the loop.
And if you don't, you're gonna definitely get some great content, whether it be your videos or your pictures or whatever. So you can definitely get some great content.
Damn right.
All right. Our next question comes from Joe, who goes by Mr. Mayor 2569 on Twitter. He asks what your biggest wrestling influences were and are, as well as your musical influences.
I love Shawn Michaels. I have a Shawn Michaels tattoo on my thumb, actually. It says HBK, and it has a broken heart going through. I love Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels is like, I used to idolize him when I was young. I think one of my all-time personal faves. But like I said earlier, Mr. Perfect, Rick the Model Martel, Ravishing Rick Rude, Ric Flair, you know, just I like all the old stuff. I like bright colors. I like the old style of wrestling. Yeah, that's what I'm into. And for the Heart to Heart, Poison the Well, who I'm seeing tonight, the Get Up Kids, Starting Line, Deftones, Alkaline Trio, the list goes on. I love music, so if I can vibe to it, it's an influence.
There you go. So next one comes from Gavin in Rochester. He asks, if you could be in one band, what band would you be in and why?
Oh, dude, that's so funny. I used to ask my friends this. I'm gonna go ahead. Ah, shit. All right, I'd probably have to say the Deftones. Dude, I think being in the Deftones would be so sick, dude. Just, like, playing those songs on stage, just, like, the curls and the, like, I have my own personal fan and my hair is just, like, blowing. Dude, Deftones. Why? Yeah, because it would be badass. And my why answer is Deftones, period. That's it. That's my why.
Good. Hey, it's good enough for me. What the hell? Why not?
All right.
So our last question comes from Keegan in Buffalo. He asks, if you can be managed by one, who would you choose and why?
Bobby Heenan. I think having Bobby Heenan manage me would be incredible because, once again, I think Bobby Heenan was one of the best managers of all time in my IPO. So, yeah, Bobby Heenan. Do you like Bobby Heenan?
Heenan was a man, though. He was the man.
I didn't get a reaction out of you.
I'm just sitting here and listening to you, man.
All right, you're making my blood boil a little bit. I thought for a second, I was like really starting to like you. And for a second, I was like, do I not like him now?
No, I grew up with him, man.
All right.
Any man that can wrestle, or not wrestle, excuse me, dress up in a weasel costume and gets over by that, hey, he's good in my book, man.
Or, Or Jimmy Hart, dude. Or Jimmy Hart would be sick.
Well, yeah, but you got it. But I think, you know, that's what I think that's one of the things that, you know, is really missing in professional wrestling now is those managers, man. You know, you had Paul Heyman.
No, I scratched my answer. I scratched my answer completely. Actually, you know, now that we talk, I would want like a Miss Elizabeth, actually. I changed my whole mind. Yep. Yes. That's what I would want.
One of those, right? No, I know. I get what you're saying. I can actually see that happening. No.
Because I don't need the mouth of Jimmy Hart or Bobby Heenan. I can do that all my damn self. You know, what I need is just the, you know, Zicky Dice's lady luck.
Wait. Well, there you go. You got to get, I doubt she'll do it, but, you know, you got to get Mrs. Dice in there, you know?
That's right. We'll try. Yeah, I mean.
Never say never, right?
I'm not a miracle worker, but we'll see what I can do.
Hey, you know, you never know. Hopefully, you know, if Royce Isaacs can get you know, a great looking lady on his shoulder or on his arm, I'm sure the outlandish one can as well.
Yeah, maybe I'll just steal her from him.
Even better, you know. He's got plenty to do. You know, he's got plenty going on for him. You know, it's not like he needs you know, extra that arm candy with him, you know?
Shit.
All right, my man. You know, I definitely want to thank you for coming on. Definitely, I know you got another long, two, 3 hours left to drive. But, you know, lastly, you know, just plug. Obviously, you got that TV title with you right now is, you know, as this is coming out, you got definitely have it with you. But, you know, just plug anything you got coming up, whether it be NWA, indie shots.
Hell yeah. Watch NWA. Follow Heart to Heart. Follow Zicky Dice. Follow Wrestling Rant. And just do something good for somebody. How about that? Let's leave everyone with that. Just be cool, man. That's all. Thank you for having me. This has been a great conversation, man. I love when we just vibe and we're rocking and rolling. So thank you so much for having me, and we'll definitely have to do this again.
What's up, Candy Lickers? Pleased to meet you. Nice to know me. It's me, your boy Cassio from Cassio's Cut Podcast, among other things. And you are listening to RJ Krasinski, host Ringside Rant. What's up, Candy Lickers? Pleased to meet you. Nice to know me. It's the one and only comedian Matt Mitchell, a.k.a. Cassio, host of Cassio's Cut Podcast. And you're listening to Ringside Rant with my buddy, RJ Krasinski. Whatever it is. If you're hearing this message, you are listening to RJ Krasinski's own podcast, Cassio's Cut. Nope. That's mine. You should be listening to mine. Not sure why you're listening to Ringside Rant, but when you get through with it, listen to Cassio's Cut Podcast. CassiosCut.com. This is basically a shameless plug for me, not RJ.
Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode of the Ringside Rant with my special guest, Outlandish Zicky Dice, of the NWA. You're going to want to keep your tabs on this man because you're going to see him all over the country with gold around his waist, his sunglasses on, and his beautiful blonde hair glistening in the sun. So go over and follow him on all social media. Make sure you follow the NWA across social media as well. But make sure you go over Twitter and follow the show at Ringside Rant _RJ. Head over to whatforapparel.com/ringside to get your apparel today. And make sure you tune in next week to the Ringside Rant. And welcome to Ranters Nation. I have a great deal for you with our friends over at Power Slam TV. If you head over there and give the promo code Ringside Rants, you get your first 30 days free. Yes, I said free. So if you head over to Power Slam TV and use the promo code
Ringside Rants. Right there where you put that promo code, you get 30 days free. So a big thanks to our great sponsors over at PowerSlam TV.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on PowerSlam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.